things are about to change. Jesus said, don't be troubled, don't be worried, don't be anxious, don't be fearful, don't lose heart when you don't feel anything. Trust me even when you can't trace me.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message was taken from a recent Sunday here at Pace Assembly. This message is entitled, A Place Prepared. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers.
And he looks past all of that to make sure that there's still a door open to get to him. The loss of focus is what took place here with the disciples. They left their calling because they started getting distracted by their own agenda. Is anybody listening to this morning? And Jesus seized their attention and he said to them, Let not, don't allow your heart to lose confidence in me. You must stay focused in this late hour with your faith. Because you're going to have iPhones and cars and houses and land and deals and all kind of stuff going on, vacations and everything else. But whatever you do, don't let your confidence and your faith drop in me now, because we are too close. It's too late. God's plans are not always revealed in details. And Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? You believe in God. Believe also in me. Understand, believing is a command. He said, you must have faith in me, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. I want to give you three things quickly this morning. Jesus said, believe me in your transitions. When things are changing places, when the seasons are changing, don't stop believing. You must believe me in your transitions. Transitions, changing places. I asked the choir the other night, how many of you like change? And I heard them say, well, yes, but no. Everybody likes change to come, and if it's a good season, everything's going great and all of that, then our faith is high. In fact, to the business, some people will even gamble with it a little bit, and they'll go do a little drift, a little off course, but it's okay. It's a good season I'm in. But they don't realize that their faith is on trial in the good season. Because as much as you want to be able to stay in the season, some of you, how many of you like summer? Let me see your hand right now. Some of you are saying, not now, it's 150 degrees out there. How many of you like spring? How many of you like spring? How many of you like fall? How many of you could stay in fall? You just stay in fall. You know what I'm talking about? All the guys are lifting their hands saying, yeah, hunting season, I'm on with that. Anybody like winter? Look, there's a few of you crazy people that like winter. But you know what? God established the seasons, the changing of times and seasons for our good. He don't care whether it's cold outside or hot outside, because he's an eternal God. He's not in time. But you need to understand two things are constant inside of this world that we're living in. Time and change. Time and change. You will not stop time and you will not stop change. Transitions are going to happen. Seasons are going to come and go. And it's necessary for you to have different seasons if you're going to grow. For the tree that is planted in your yard that you want fruit from, it becomes necessary for that tree to go through a winter and a spring and a summer and a fall. Because if you don't, it will be stagnant. It will not produce what it needs to. And then makes no difference what the little placard says and the little fruit that's on the car that's telling you what this tree is. If it never produces anything, it is good for nothing. And I feel like, maybe you feel this way too, that after you have done everything you know to do in your transitional seasons and changing times, and still you don't see what you need to see, There is a temptation for you to take your faith elsewhere. Oh, there's plenty of armchair quarterbacks and social media quarterbacks, aren't there? They'll tell you how it can be done because anybody can tell you how it's done after you're already at the place. But when it's you in transition, when you're the one going through change, that's the reason why my prayer has been literally throughout my years, Lord, help me to adapt and embrace change in my life. Otherwise, I would be a frustrated 25-year-old right now. You see them all the time trying to get into something that they can't wear anymore. Frustrated individuals because they've not embraced the change that's happened in their life and say, you know what? I'm going to enjoy where I'm at. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not going to let my faith fall off the map just because everything is not working out right. I mean, it's not easy. People talk about a great faith until things don't go the way they thought. And some of you are sitting in here right now coming to church just so you can say, I'm at church, but you're in trouble with your faith because things have not turned out the way that you had laid out. And there's a shaking and there's a wind blowing, and now it's not somebody else's family, it's your family. And we question, where is God at that moment? And who am I? Can't you hear these disciples at this moment sitting around the table saying, you're telling us that you're leaving? I mean, Thomas, he had already said, I'm the way. He'd already said, if you see the Father, if you see me, you see the Father. And then Thomas, and we want to tag him and say, doubting Thomas, but quite frankly, he wasn't doubting. He was just trying to get clarification like all of us need when we're in trouble and we don't know what to do, even though we've sat at the feet of Jesus, even though we've been in church, even though we've sung the songs and done the religious routine. There comes a point when your faith will be so on trial in the middle of a transition that you can't reach backward and get strength there, and you're not yet at the place you need to be and get strength there, and there you are in the middle. Am I talking to anybody today? I'm telling you, transitions will make you question yourself. God, what are you up to? Worry creeps in. Thoughts of uncertainty. Can you hear these disciples meddling in their mind while Jesus is speaking? Things are about to change. Jesus said, don't be troubled, don't be worried, don't be anxious, don't be fearful, don't lose heart when you don't feel anything. Don't lose heart when you're in transition. Trust me, even when you can't trace me. Jesus knew to make it through the transitional place, you're going to need a calm spirit. Peace to rule and reign in your heart. Sometimes the Lord calms the storms. And sometimes he just calms me in the storm. Don't let the storms distract your faith. If you're in the middle of a situation, you don't know what to do, be still, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't be trying to outthink God. Come on, somebody. Don't be planning something, plan B, acting like you got faith in God while you got something just in case God don't come through like you thought. Oh, I know I'm talking to somebody right now. You've already written out your plan just in case God doesn't come through like you think he should. In fact, even if he does come through in some way, God might need my help in this transition to adjust it out. Oh, I'm going to keep poking till I find where you're at. Just moving it around so that it works out. But you've forgotten what God said. God said it makes no difference whether you think it's right or not. I am God. Believe me. Because even in your transitional changes and seasonal changes, I am God enough to make all things work out for your good and for my glory. Somebody ought to clap right there. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have. I'm not lying to you. I got plenty of room. Look at your neighbor and tell him God's got plenty of room. Yeah, he's got plenty of room. So don't covet somebody else's gift. You don't have to steal something from somebody else. God said, why are you trying? Nobody's going to steal your mansion. You're acting like, oh, somebody's going to steal my this. No. God's got that. If you'll commit unto him against that day, God's able to keep what you've committed unto him against that day. Nobody's going to steal your mansion. Ain't no thieves in heaven. Judas ain't getting in. Come on, somebody. It's not too many days from now. God's going to give the right foot of kick out from the devil from the second heaven, and the devil will have no access. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell you, quit worrying about your future and believe Jesus in the transition. Second thing I want to tell you is Jesus said, while I'm gone, disciples, I'm going to put you in a place of preparation, a chosen place, preparation. Not only is there transition, but there will be preparation. Preparation, a place of preparation, a place that's chosen. When you've been prepared for something, you are considered then to be able to be in the position. In other words, if you prepared yourself in school for whatever job that you may be looking for, that's good. So when you put your application in over there and you have the right credentialing and the right preparation, then the employer can consider you for this position. If you want to be a brain surgeon and you've never gone to school, you've never taken the classes, but you go down to West Florida, fill out the application, brain surgeon, you, I pray, would never be considered. Come on, somebody. You have to have the credentialing behind. You have to have the preparation behind you. You can't just jump up behind the wheel of a car just because you feel like driving. God help us. We got enough of those on the road now. Y'all pray for me because I give people that's texting serious. I'm out of my preacher clothes when that happens. I'm gawking them and honking my horn and everything else because they're going to kill themselves and kill somebody else, all because of distractions inside of their life that's taking their attention off of what's going on. God said, I'm going to prepare you. When was God preparing these disciples? For the past 3.5 years. See, if the Lord would sit us down at the table and say, okay, Monday morning, I'm going to take you through the trial of your life. If we knew what we were going to have to deal with, we would opt out. Okay, all right, I know you told me. Let's just pray about this. Let's just pray about it. God said, you're in the right position. Now I'm preparing you. I'm preparing you. I'm getting you prepared, because if I tell you everything that's going to happen here, if I told you you're going to lose your job, if I told you your finances are going to be bankrupt, if I told you your kids are going to go crazy, if I told you you're going to lose your house, your car, and everything else, Job, then you would not allow, you wouldn't trust me. But I'm telling you, you got to trust me in the seasons of preparation, because I have chosen you for this trial.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.